We are going to import a data file into WESFAR. The data were collected using a one-stage cluster sampling design. To begin, we're going to click on the new WESFAR data file button. This will open up the input database, and we select the data file that we wish to import. In our example, we have a SAS version 8 data file. We select that file, we click on open, and we see that we're here at our screen where we can indicate the full sample weight to WESFAR. This variable in our data set is called WT. We highlight that variable. We use the single arrow to click it into the appropriate box. We have no replicate weights in our data set. Instead, we're going to make them. And the rest of our variables here, we would like WESFAR to consider as regular variables. We click on the variables radio button, and we use the button with the double chevron to move all of those variables into the variable box at one time. As we can see from the note in the lower left-hand corner of our screen, we need to save the data file. So we click on File, Save As, and we save our data file. We're now ready to create our replicate weights. We click on Data and Create Weights. We're going to use the Jackknife 1 method of creating the weights because we do not have stratification in this design. The var unit, or in other words, the PSU variable in our data set, is called CLU. We highlight that variable, use the arrow to click it into the appropriate box, and we're now ready to say OK. Again, WESFAR wants to save this data file. You have your choice of overwriting the file that we previously saved or saving this file as a new name. We're going to click on Save, and for our purposes, we're just going to overwrite our old file, so we will say yes to replace it. As you can see, two replicate weights have been created, and we are now ready to analyze this data set in WESFAR.